Take the A-Train. This is Madeline Hickish on Live by 1350. This is the Tea Party. We're on an adventure. That was written by Billy Strayhorn in 1939, and it was the signature tune of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. But we played them a bit earlier in the show, so I thought I'd give you the Ella Fitzgerald version, and that was from 1957. The title, it's got a story behind it. It refers to a brand new subway service that ran through New York City, going from eastern Brooklyn up into Harlem and then on to Manhattan. But of course, Harlem was the epicentre of the amazing African-American cultural, artistic and, most importantly for me, musical revolution in the 20s and 30s. And that's where loads of my music comes from. And loads of the music we listen to today, it's hearts in Harlem still. And so next up on our adventure, I thought we'd take a stop there, stop in Harlem. And I'm going to introduce you to Count Basie, the marvellous band leader and pianist who lived at 555 Edgecombe Avenue. Here he is with a live recording of Taps Miller.
When you're sitting on the seat of a bicycle built for two.
That was Daisy Bell, sung by Tea Party debutante Dinah Shore. It was written in 1892 by Harry Dacre, and then it was recorded and released first by Dan Quinn in 1893. And this is the amazing thing. It charted at number one for 9 consecutive weeks back in the 1893 charts. I didn't even know they had charts back then, but I'm pretty sure that song deserved to be there. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure it deserves to be in the charts even now. Anyway, I have got an MP3 of a version of that song recorded by the Edison Phonograph Company on a brown wax cylinder in 1894. But it isn't very easy listening, so I thought I'd play you a nicer version. But if you'd like to hear it, I've posted a link on Maddie's Tea Party on the Facebook page, and it's your chance to hear a 120-year-old recording, which I don't think many shows on Livewire can offer you. So seize that opportunity. So yeah, if you just check out the Maddie's Tea Party Facebook page, you can hear that recording from 1894. Right. This is Madeline Hickish on Livewire 1350. Now, I heard news this week that Dame Vera Lynn is going to release a new album at the age of 97. The wonderful woman was born in 1917, and I thought we'd look at her story a bit closer this evening. But first, let's hear from the woman herself. Here is A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. What's really exciting is that you should check this all out. British Pathé have recently uploaded 35,000, 85,000 of their videos from, you know, from like the 1900s all the way up to 1972. So some incredible historical moments have been recorded on there, and some amazing feats such as horses jumping off diving boards, women going on trapezes underneath helicopters. Like, it's absolutely amazing. I really recommend you watch it. Anyway. As I was saying, I went and found some videos all about the future. And this is a video from 1945, I think, and it's about the future hospital. So let's have a little tune in and see what the future hospital is going to be like.
A medical dream comes true under the drive of industrialist Henry Kaiser, who holds the plans of the ultra-modern hospital designed by Dr. Sidney Garfield, director of the kind, is installed. No portion of an operation is ever in shadow.
So there we go. That's what we've got to look forward to in the future. Operating rooms that are well lit, x-ray machines that have been imported from Holland. This is another thing that I found quite funny. They feature the childbirth process, but obviously avoid the difficult bits and talk about what the hospital can offer to make the process a bit simpler.
Nor is the expectant father forgotten. Here he can get the news officially and suffer under the most comfortable circumstances possible.
So there we are. There we have the expectant father sitting in a waiting room having a smoke and eating some peanuts. So he can wait in the most comfortable circumstances while his wife gives birth to their child. Anyway, while after the wife has given birth, then she's allowed to see her baby, but through a very unusual manner.
And for mother? Well, she has only to call for her baby, and baby comes sliding through a wall in a drawer-like bassinet for her little visit with the new mother.
This is absolutely the best. This is why it's worth listening to these videos. I love that so much. A baby draw. You should definitely check out that video as well. So the baby's just posted through the wall, can say hello to its mom, and then is posted back.
Party, this is.
Well, did you ever, sung by Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Madeline Hickish on Livewire 1350, and you have joined me in time for the Tea Party. This is where I play loads of lovely music from before the 1950s. This evening, if you missed it earlier, we are celebrating double acts and comedy duos, which means that we're going to be enjoying music from Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. That's a good pairing. Morecambe and Wise are going to make a guest appearance as well, slightly out of their era, but I think they deserve to be here anyway. But I've got a really nice special treat for you coming up. Now, you must have heard of Laurel and Hardy, even if you've never seen any of their films. They're a comedy double act during the early classical Hollywood era of American cinema. Slapstick was their forte. I heard them described recently as thin Englishman, Stan Laurel, and heavy-set American, Oliver Hardy. Which is a little bit unfair for Oliver, but, you know, that's how they're recognised. So, anyway, the song I've got for you now, I know really well, because when I was 16, I was given the DVD box set of every single thing that Laurel and Hardy ever did. 40 DVDs in total, I think, round about that. There's loads of them. And the song that was on the DVD menu was the same for all of them, and it's the song I'm going to play for you now. Now, it's not fresh to my ears, but I still really like it, and I hope you enjoy it too. So this is from the Laurel and Hardy film Way Out West, and it's called Commencement to Dancing.
Is this your first experience of jazz, Lady Grantham?
Oh, is that what it is? Do you think any of them know what the others are playing?